www.thebrainfarm.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via our toll-free number. That's 800-259-9231, thepacket8.net toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are for free. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their websites, and we do it for free. So take a look. freetalklive.com. We start things out by going to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Jacob in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello.
Hi, Jacob. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Recently had the guy who wrote Super Combine Master RPG on your show.
That's right, Danny Ladone.
This slide here an interesting case of an even more baffling link between a murder and a video game in Germany.
What's going on?
Two 17-year-old boys were arrested for murder this past weekend. It was like the 16th of January when the story was broken.
Mm-hmm.
In the small German village of Tessin, after invading a couple's home and stabbing them both to death.
Oh, boy.
The police caught up with them after they kidnapped a 15-year-old female friend, bound and gagged her, and had then held a knife at her throat for an hour before giving themselves up. The murderers' names? Reno and Sephiroth. At least that's what Torben B. and Felix D. called themselves as they carried out the grisly crimes, and when the police can see their computer, they copy of Final Fantasy VII installed. You probably know the rest here. In Germany, Final Fantasy VII is now being labeled as a killer spiele, a killer game. This game has been out for 10 years.
You know,
this turn-based RPG.
It's ridiculous, though. I mean, just because there's many, many 15 and 16-year-old boys that imagine themselves as some kind of superhuman, super evil sort of dark force. And, you know, they can't come up with their own name, so they pick some name out of Final Fantasy VII called Sephiroth or
right,
whatever.
Right, pretty boy.
It's a good sounding name. One of them could have very well called themselves the Arbiter from
I have no idea.
Halo 2?
Which one? Halo 2, yes. You know, I mean, any old name they want to pick. I mean, obviously these guys are
Doomed Space Marine.
Germany's the same country where you can't have red blood in video games. It has to be green.
Really?
That's
and they also want standardized game laws to conform with theirs all across the EU.
Oh, well, of course.
Green blood. I had no idea about that. That's retarded.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this, of course, leads to all the games which are exactly the same as here, only they've changed the graphics. Oh, yeah. And they also redo the plot line. So, oh, yeah, they're robots. Don't worry. They don't actually change any graphics, but they're robots.
Yes.
On it.
They just mentioned that the enemy troops are robots.
So, now, did these kids actually chalk up their murder? They killed somebody, right?
Right.
Did they actually chalk it up to Final Fantasy, or did they just find a copy of the game?
They just found a copy of the game on their hard drive and blamed it on. That's all I've got. The story
absurd.
I've got was on Kotaku.com since I can't read German.
Amazing. Thanks for bringing that to us, man. Any other thoughts?
Not really. I mean, this is really stupid. And
Get ready,
because
it's coming here. It's coming here,
it.
Jacob. If Hillary Clinton and Joe Lieberman and the rest of those guys in Washington, D.C. get their way.
And then Jack Thompson. Don't forget him.
Yeah, he's not a politician yet. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I think it's probably only a matter of time before old Jack Thompson runs for office, trying to save us all from ourselves.
God knows.
You know, there's a competition going on in Washington, Mark, between the Republicans and the Democrats. Both of them are trying to compete to show who's more family-friendly and who's going to regulate video games the fastest.
Therefore, who's tougher on video games.
Right.
You know, if these video games were so dangerous, shouldn't we all be dead by now?
No, we should all be killing one another.
I mean, I played video games most days.
I don't. Unfortunately, I don't have time for it anymore. But when I was younger, I spent countless hours in front of Doom and Half-Life and other Soldier of Fortune, various first-person shooters, which are really the goriest of the gory. I mean, they're the most violent of violent games.
I mean, these are the same sort of mentally unstable people that could be just as easily convinced by Catcher in the Rye to kill somebody, or the epic poem of Beowulf.
Sure.
It's ludicrous to say that somehow these video games have more effect. I mean, you know, in the 1980s, it was Dungeons and Dragons is turning our kids into satanic killers. God, get a freaking grip.
Yep, and as time goes on, video games are becoming more and more photorealistic. And so the fact that games are becoming more realistic is going to lead the congresspeople to the conclusion that, well, these games are so real now, children won't be able to tell the difference between games and reality. And so we must ban these games.
But what about movies?
It was one thing when Mario was 8-bit and jumping on the heads of the Koopa Troopers, but it's a whole other thing when you can see him in full 3D. Then it's really getting scary.
Not sure what a Koopa Trooper is.
It's the little guys with the turtle shell things. I don't know if that was their name, but back then, anyway. So the graphics are getting way better than they used to be. It's not Pong anymore. You can actually, when you're in a first-person shooter game and you hit somebody in the head with a rifle shot, their head comes off. You know, blood spurts everywhere. And they actually do research nowadays. They've got physics engines in the game. They've got physics engines to where the engine will actually correctly render the blood spattering.
Right. It'll if the guy gets shot in the left shoulder, he'll tear left.
Right.
If he gets shot in the right shoulder, he'll tear right.
Yeah, it's getting that way. It's becoming very, very realistic. I love it. I think it's great. It's cool. It's really exciting to play games like that. But it's going to give more fuel for the fire for these politicians. You see where I'm coming from?
I absolutely. I know that, unless we... managed to do something to derail the regulators out there. They're going to regulate the crap out of video games.
You know what it is, Mark? It's really an insult to kids. When I was younger, I knew the difference between game and reality. I knew the difference even between movies and reality. And those are real people on the screen. And what they're telling you, essentially, is that, oh, your kids are so stupid that they can't determine the difference between pushing buttons on a controller and playing a video game with real life. They can't compare the two. It all blends together because your kids are so retarded. That's what they're telling parents. And it's an outrage. It's an insult to their intelligence.
You know, you would think that the Three Stooges would have quashed this whole argument.
What do you mean?
80 years ago or whenever. The Three Stooges have been around a long time, and they've been poking each other in the eyes and whacking each other in the head.
It's
kicking each other in the
violent.
Very. It's violent. I mean, there's no blood, but I think that it's worse because the violence that they
no consequences.
Right, there's no consequences
right,
at all.
Up, something blows up, they come out with a little black face like a cartoon.
Right,
and
their hair is smoking.
Two scenes later, they're okay.
Well, you know, they poke somebody in the eye, and they don't go blind. I mean, that's violence
right.
that we shouldn't have, as far as I'm concerned.
Was there outrage about the Three Stooges back
in the day? I
think
there probably was.
There must have been.
I would think so.
These people, I'm sure these do-gooders have always been around. These individuals that make it their life's mission to protect children and everybody else in the world from anything that could possibly influence their behavior. And, of course, it's again, ludicrous to believe that these games are influencing people's behavior. You have to remember, there are... The video game industry now, Mark, multi-billion dollar industry. Bigger now, I believe, than Hollywood movies. I believe that is the case.
I would, if it isn't, it's certainly you can point out video games that are bigger than Hollywood movies.
Oh, yeah.
The biggest video games are bigger than the biggest movies.
And it's just going to continue to expand the market. There's going to be more demand as games. I think games have crossed over into a truly adult medium. You know, back in the day, there was certainly a fair number of adults that were playing them, but a lot of the titles were targeted at kids, and that's starting to shift. That's been shifting for the past decade or so.
Well, I'm probably at the very cusp of this. We had an Atari 2600 when I was a kid, and that's
good time.
Pretty much it. And
you remember E.T.?
I didn't know the games.
One of the worst games ever.
Well, I had the Pac-Man, and I had some adventure game called Adventure.
Yeah.
With a little arrow that they called a sword.
Right.
And you had to stab the dragon in the correct direction. It could only stab left.
Yeah.
You know, and I had Defender and those kind of things.
That was a classic.
It was great.
How about Berserk?
Berserk. I know that I played it on the stand-up game. I don't think I had the 2600 version. And, you know, the 2600 version was a real letdown of anything that was in a stand-up game at that point. It was just nothing. It was just dots, squares.
Yes.
So I grew up playing these things, and so obviously I'm going to continue if I enjoyed it.
You should be a psycho killer by now.
Just as the kids that grew up on television, you know, their life is set, you know, in their 40s, they're sitting on the couch watching TV.
This needs to, this persecution of the video game industry needs to come to an end before it gets really dangerous. They've yet to install any mandatory systems or mandatory rules. It's all being self-regulated at this point, and that's good. But that's not where the politicians want to leave it. They want more control.
It's almost self-regulated. They made them regulate.
Yeah, that's true. They want more control, and they're going to do what it takes to get it. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show, 800-259-9231. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson for Midas, January 18, 2007, gold, $629.10. Ounce gold coins are at $649.84, $327.42 for half, $163.74 for quarter, that's $649.84, $327.42, and $163.74. 1971, Nixon closes the gold window. Fiat currency, 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps two-thirds over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses a fifth of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over half to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Barashev's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost half of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Light with today's Car Clinic Minute. Your car coughing, sputtering, riding rough? Think your service center has one magic machine that checks everything? Oh no, one size doesn't fit all. When I come back, I'll give you the scope. The scoop.
I'm Bobby Lycus, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to bgfindashop.com. BG.
Just like in a doctor's office, different diagnostic tools are used for different symptoms in service centers. A scope performs an EKG on your car's electrical system and checks engine functions as it runs, just like a patient on a treadmill. A scanner, on the other hand, talks with car's onboard computers and sensors, like getting a patient history. But if your car has new noises, hard steering, bumpy ride, or vibrating brakes, you don't need a machine test. You need a doctor, a qualified, experienced technician. I'm Bobby Lycus. Lycus, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever you want toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231, also known as the Packet8.net toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We got lots of features, and we give them all away, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens and dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo to prove that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean if you head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Who's the most pro-liberty individual in the United States Congress? Many people would say that's Ron Paul. Register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February the 23rd. to the 25th, 2007. Meet presidential candidate Congressman Ron Paul and other influential people who support your freedom. Register at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum.
We're going to be there.
Yes, we are.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Really looking forward to it. In fact, it's going to be here before you know it. Now, we're at, what, 4 weeks out, 5 weeks out at this
point? Since Ron Paul's probably going to make a run for president by the looks of it, I wonder if he'll announce at the Liberty Forum.
Ooh, it could happen. Either way, it's going to be cool to meet him. So,
sure.
FreeStateProject.org for more information there. 800-259-9231. We started out, Jacob called in from Ohio pointing out another story, I guess this one out of Germany, about some kids who murdered someone, abducted a 15-year-old girl, and then they found Final Fantasy VII on their hard drive and blamed it on the game. Apparently it's the game's fault.
As though that's going to get them, I don't know if in Germany it's going to get them any less time, but in the United States it's sure not going to. It's just going to, you know, get all people all excited about video games.
Well, that's what's going on in the United States. We've seen people over the past several years, there's incident after incident that happens, and people keep chalking up violent incidents to the fact that kids play video games, when in fact all it really is just mentally disturbed individuals. That's all. There have always been kids who have been mentally disturbed. The mentally disturbed kids throughout time have done dangerous, violent things, and somebody's always chalked it up to something, whether, as you pointed out, Dungeons and Dragons, or listening to AC/DC's Highway to Hell. It's always been somebody else's fault. And that's part of the problem, one of the myriad of problems we have in America today, and that is this lack of responsibility that the government encourages. And not only does the government encourage it, but the American people seem to just lap it up. The American people seem to just want to transfer as much of their responsibilities to government as they possibly can. Oh, please, mommy government, take care of us. Please, mommy government, take care of my children. I can't do it on my own. Please come up with some more rules for me to follow.
You know, and the thing is the people that don't play video games are in a majority in the United States. And
I would say, yeah.
It's fun and it's neat to pick on the minority, especially a minority that's not politically correct not to pick on. So, you know, just go after the video games. They're bad. The people that play them, screw them.
So the government encourages this behavior by continuing to make new rules and regulations, continuing to abdicate people's individual responsibility for their own lives and their own children. And here's another example, Mark, as to how this is happening, how this responsibility is being abdicated. And some adults are just going right along with it, which, of course, helps justify what the government's doing. When adults come to government and say, oh, please help me, oh, I need your help, government. Well, then government says, here we are. We're going to save the day. We're the government.
We're going to put a bunch of rules on everybody, and it's not really going to do anything except restrict people's freedom.
Here's another example of some whiny parents that can't accept responsibility for their own problems, and they want to blame it on somebody else, and they're going to use the government, in this case the government court system, to try to make things right. The story's out of the Associated Press, New York, ABC News. Four families have sued News Corporation and its MySpace social networking site after their underage daughters were sexually abused by adults they met on the site, lawyers for the family said Thursday. So, I mean, we'll get into a little bit of detail here, but do you see where this is going already?
Oh, absolutely, I do.
It's MySpace's fault.
You're right. Your little girl, 14, 15, 16-year-old girl, gets on the computer at home and starts ticking away dirty messages to some old guy. And, I don't know if the old guy's 19 or if he's 29. I couldn't tell you. Chances are good he's not 39, 49, or 59.
Who knows? Whatever.
But whatever it is, if she's on there ticking away at him, whose fault is that?
MySpace's fault, Mark, and they need to pay up.
It's not MySpace's fault. It's your fault for not being a good parent. And your little girl wouldn't be on there chatting away with some old guy if you'd have been a good parent in the past.
Different law firms from, they name the law firms in the states that they're from, filed separate suits Wednesday in Los Angeles Superior Court alleging negligence, recklessness, fraud, and negligent misrepresentation by the companies. Quote, in our view, MySpace waited entirely too long to attempt to institute meaningful security measures that effectively increased the safety of their underage users.
I'm not sure that any of the safety measures that MySpace has put in is any good that's going to really do anything. But it does allow the parents to spy on their kids' page. But can't the parents spy on their kids on the computer, period? I mean, they should be watching them.
They should.
Having a computer in your kid's room is somewhat irresponsible, I'm afraid.
Yeah, well, if you're concerned... Well, it's only irresponsible if you haven't actually communicated anything to your kids. Like, if you've never sat down with your kids and had a conversation with them about meeting strangers over the internet, well, then, yeah, it's really irresponsible to just hand them a computer. They're going to get in some trouble. But if you've explained to them that, you know, there's a right way and a wrong way to meet strangers online, and that, you know, we'd really appreciate it if you'd come to us and maybe discuss some of these things with us and have more of a meaningful, communicative relationship with your son or daughter, then in that case, I don't think you have as much to be concerned with. But it doesn't surprise me that in this day and age, where parents are deathly afraid to even talk to their children about sex, let alone meeting people, then it's not a surprise to me that these sorts of things are going on. Continuing, the families are, by the way, seeking monetary damages in the millions of dollars.
Of course they are.
That's going to make everything right again. Hopefully these lawsuits can spur MySpace into action and prevent this from happening to another child somewhere, he said. Critics, including parents, school officials, and police, have been increasingly warning of online predators at sites like MySpace, where youth-oriented visitors are encouraged to expand their circles of friends using free messaging tools and personal profile pages.
Is all they are is essentially the same thing. It's an email account.
It's a middle. They're just a middleman to allow people who have similar interests to meet one another. There have been people meeting each other on the internet since the beginning, the dawn of the internet. Back in the
It's for.
Right, back in the day, Mark, there was something called, and there still is, it's Internet Relay Chat. At one time, we had an IRC server, as it's called, on our own website. Remember the Free Talk Live chat room?
Yeah, that was a disaster.
What would have happened, Mark, if somebody had gone into the Free Talk Live chat room, considering we have we have a fairly young audience on this show.
Mm-hmm.
We've got our share of teenagers listening to Free Talk Live. What if some 29-year-old guy went into the Free Talk Live chat room and started chatting up, a 15-year-old girl that was in there? What if they happened to be in the same town, or at least a few towns away from one another, went and got together and had themselves a little whatever they're going to do, and then the girl decides to tell her parents. They go to a lawyer. Is it our fault? Is it our fault, Free Talk Live's fault, because we ran the server that two individuals got in there together and had a little chat? That's my fault? That's what the allegation is here.
It's ridiculous.
800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. We'll get back to more with MySpace and these insane charges being brought against them. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Have you ever met somebody online? And if so, how did that meeting go? Was it awkward? Was the person who they advertised themselves as being? More on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Shelly, you look exhausted.
Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer, and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The Bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bedfan.com.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That is the packet8.net toll free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We've got archives, an entire year's worth of the show, awaiting you right there on the front page of the website for your listening convenience. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. You just go and get them for free at freetalklive.com. And does you do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Well, SACL CAI does collections, and they do it in a whole new way. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. MySpace being sued by multiple law firms on behalf of multiple clients because the claim is that MySpace is somehow responsible for the actions of individuals using their service, which is absurd. I mean, can you also, for instance, if you go to MySpace, I don't know if you've ever been to this website before. I know you have, Mark. But if you go to MySpace and you look around, go and pull up some profiles of, say, 17 and 18-year-olds. It's inevitable that over time, after you pull up enough profiles, probably won't take you long, you're going to come across pictures of teenagers, underage teenagers, say, engaging in drinking.
Yeah.
Which is a violation of the law. And you and I both know that kids are going to drink whether or not there's a MySpace around.
They are.
But what if someone, for instance, who's on MySpace gets together with another person who's on MySpace and
that happens
both,
all the time, every day.
And they both just, let's say they're even in the same age bracket, maybe 17 to 22, something like that. And let's say that the individuals meet up and they discover, hey, what do you know? We've got drinking in common. So they get together and they drink together. One of them happens to be 21, the other one happens to be 17. And so you've got an underage drinking situation, which has been facilitated by MySpace. Is it MySpace's fault that that the young person is now drinking with a 21-year-old?
Well, what if you have a 17-year-old male who's on MySpace, and perhaps he lies about his age, perhaps he doesn't, and he meets up with an older female on MySpace and hacks her to death with an axe? Is MySpace responsible?
Is fault.
I mean, it's just crazy.
Yep, this is how absurd it is. And that's what the suggestion is here, is that for some reason MySpace should be paying millions of dollars to the families of these kids that went and got molested by some sicko.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's outrageous. And I'd like to hear
what you
think.
It is outrageous.
At 800-259-9231. So MySpace apparently has responded with additional educational efforts and partnerships with law enforcement. The company has also placed restrictions on how adults might contact younger users on MySpace while developing technologies such as one announced Wednesday to let parents see some aspects of their child's online profile, including the stated age. That tool is expected this summer. Well, restrictions on how adults might contact younger users. When I looked at MySpace, you could register as a younger user. And if you were registered as a younger user, you could also contact younger users. Like if you're under the age of 18, then all of a sudden you can contact people who are under the age of 18.
It's the internet. It's anonymous. They can't prevent me from going in and pretending to be 16, and they can't prevent 16-year-olds or
from pretending to be 21.
How can you do that?
You can't. MySpace serves as an industry leader on internet safety, says Himanshu Nigam, MySpace's chief security officer. He says, we take proactive measures, to protect our members. We provide users with a range of tools to enable a safer online experience. And that's all fine and dandy. There's certainly nothing wrong with MySpace giving people some assistance with staying safe, some tips, because apparently their parents sure as heck aren't giving them tips. But he said internet safety is a shared responsibility, and he's right, requiring users to, quote, apply common sense offline safety lessons in their online experiences and engage in open family dialogue, which is exactly what I was talking about before. Communicate with your kids, and you won't have these problems. Throw a computer in their room with no communication, you're going to have some issues.
Yeah, absolutely. The communication's going to come before or after it happens, but it's going to happen.
The lawyers who filed the latest lawsuit said the plaintiffs included a 15-year-old girl from Texas who was lured to a meeting, drugged and assaulted in 2006 by an adult MySpace user who's currently serving a 10-year sentence in Texas after pleading guilty to sexual assault.
Lured is such an inflammatory term. I mean,
she's a sucker.
Obviously, he's a bad guy, but, I mean, she came of her own volition, he came of his own volition. Obviously, he was hiding things, and you shouldn't go just meeting people that you find on the internet,
exactly.
Especially in private places.
Exactly.
I mean, if you're
going to
meet them at the mall.
In the food court.
Yes.
With other people around. That way they can't just grab you and throw you in the back of a pickup truck or in the trunk. It's not hard to understand these things, these tips for meeting other people online. And it doesn't matter if you meet them on MySpace or Match.com or an internet chat room, of which there are probably a few million. There's Yahoo chat, there's IRC chat, there's AOL chat, there's so many chat rooms on these. There's chat rooms on websites, individual sites have their own chat rooms.
Sure.
There are places for people to meet all over, and most of them don't have deep pockets like News Corp. So you're not going to be able to sue the chat room of some little, Star Trek fan website.
Right.
That's not going to work.
In the case of Free Talk Live, in our website, what would you have gotten out of us when we had our chat room?
Not a damn thing.
Nothing.
The others are a 15-year-old girl from Pennsylvania, 14-year-old from upstate New York, and two South Carolina sisters, age 14 and 15. Last June, the mother of a 14-year-old who says she was sexually assaulted by a 19-year-old user sued MySpace seeking $30 million in damages.
I wonder what she got.
That lawsuit pending in Texas claims the 19-year-old lied about being a senior in high school to gain her trust and her phone number. News Corporation shares blah, 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 blah. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. If you've got an experience meeting someone on the internet, I'd like to hear about it. How'd it go for you? I've had two experiences meeting people online. One of them was someone who lied about their appearance, and the other one wasn't. You really don't ever know what you're going to get, which is why you should do it on a safe basis, like you suggested, in a public place where if you don't like what you're feeling, if you don't like the appearance of the other person, if you don't like the way they're behaving, if you have any sort of question, if any aspect of their behavior should be called into question, you at that point can walk over to a payphone, provided you're an underage person like this article's talking about, call mom and dad and say, Mom, I'm at the mall and I don't feel safe. Can you come and get me?
She'll be there as fast as she possibly can. You can believe that.
800-259-9231. To Ken in Michigan, you can take control of the airwaves. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Actually, just hearing you talk about the whole online dating thing brings a lesson. I tried the Match.com thing myself, and it went, thing is, the girl turned out to be a socialist, and then, I kept her around for a little bit for obvious reasons, but after a while, just got to the point where, enough's enough, and plus, I made it apparent of my whole three-state project, orientation and all that, and imagine how that went down to someone who had, just no concept of that stuff, and nor will take the time to even discuss it, to be honest with you.
I've heard the socialists are at least good in bed, though.
Actually, to be honest with you, they're all right. Not the best.
Gotcha. Libertarians do it. Libertarians do it best.
Absolutely. what I really called to talk about was I was just watching Fox News.
Yeah.
And they had the whole Ed Brown tax trial. They had a little segment for like 5 minutes today.
Really?
They mentioned the whole nine yards. Yeah. They pretty much had a bunch of clips of him at his house and whatnot. They're talking about how he has armed supporters there with him, and that the feds and any government officials are totally off limits. And they didn't make him look up to be that bad like you normally think, but they had only like one segment of what he had to say, and it was pretty much like he was saying this: if I die during this round of the war, and I'm presuming he meant like this round of the revolution, so this is not going to be the end. He goes, people are going to keep on fighting the whole nine yards. So
yeah, it's an interesting. So you're saying they didn't try to make him out make him look like a crackpot.
Not from what I gather,
CNN tried to. They tried to make him look a little kooky, so that's good. Good to hear that, and we're going to give you a quick update on that case coming up here. Ken, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I know a number of people from the Keene area are planning on heading up there over the weekend, and we'll give you the latest on the Ed Brown case. On the way, your show, you take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231, and that is the Packet8.net toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them away, though we do ask that you may want to voluntarily support the show in return for all that free stuff by, say, voting for us. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com to cast your electronic ballot for Free Talk Live, and by doing so, you'll help keep us in the top 10 podcasts of the world, hopefully propel us to number one, which we are currently not. But we could be with your help if you'd go to vote.freetalklive.com. That's vote.freetalklive.com. And the higher we are on that list, the more new people will find the show, thereby discovering the message of freedom and liberty, maybe for the first time.
You know, I can't tell you how valuable it is to be able to tell advertisers that we're, you know, in the top five podcasts of the world.
It's true. So we just had a call from Michigan, the gentleman on the line pointing out, Ken, pointing out the Ed Brown situation, kind of just wanted to give you an update. We've been following the trial of Ed and Elaine Brown here in New Hampshire. It's been a federal tax evasion so-called trial that's been going on, and they were found guilty yesterday. We had Ed Brown on the show. The archive's up on our website at freetalklive.com if you want to grab it. But we talked to Ed shortly after he had discovered not only that he and his wife had been found guilty, but also that his wife is pretty much not really that. She's sort of distancing herself from Ed.
Right. I mean, basically, the state demanded that she, the federal government demanded that she become, you know, a turncoat on Ed, and it in exchange for her freedom, her life, or whatever. I mean,
right,
they threatened
a plea bargain or something.
They threatened the crap out of her.
Right. So it's ruined his marriage.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's ruining his life. The federal government ruining his life. And I just wanted to give you the latest. I got an email blast or a phone blast. There's this neat little system set up here in New Hampshire where if you hang out with the NH3.com crew, you get a phone number and you can call this number. It's sort of like an emergency voicemail blast. What happens is you call the number and you leave a message of whatever length on this little voicemail thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then it blasts, the system blasts it out to everybody who subscribes to it.
I see.
So you get an email in your inbox saying, hey, there's a voicemail from the NH3.com, someone from NH3.com, and anybody can call this number. So Dave Ridley, our friend who calls the show fairly often, he called in, and he left a message. Apparently the latest is that Ed Brown is, he feels like something might happen, so he's asked for people to come to his house and essentially camp out.
Mm.
Not necessarily outside. He's got a barn, and there's some heated areas in the home where people are going to be allowed to stay should they want to go out there. And apparently the number of people that's at the Ed Brown residence right now has been on the increase, so that's a good sign. And that he's asked people to come out there specifically tonight as well as tomorrow, which is Saturday night, and just to show your support for Ed and camp out there and hope that nothing happens. But that's sort of the latest. There's not much else that's gone on. Rumor has it, I don't think it's been confirmed, but rumor has it there is a warrant out for Ed's arrest, and the basis for that is, I guess, that it's automatic. You know, if you don't show up for trial, they automatically issue those warrants.
Makes perfectly good sense to me.
The feds claim that they're not going to do anything. The feds claim they're not going to escalate, but that just could mean that's what they mean for right now. That could change next week. It could change tomorrow. So,
what else would they say? I mean, yeah, we're going to go in on Friday night at 10 p.m. and kick the doors
exactly.
in.
Exactly.
No, they're not going to do that.
So, that's the latest. You can head over to NH3.com, go to the forum there to continue to stay up on what's going on with the Ed Brown situation. Of course, as we learn more, we will bring it to you. I know that myself, my girlfriend and I, and a few others from the Keene area are going to be traveling up there on Sunday, and my roommate said he was going to bring his gun, and I thought, you know, I don't know about that. I don't know if I would want to have a gun on me when the feds draw down. I don't know if I'm ready to go out at this point. You know what I mean?
If
you got a gun in your hands and the feds come onto the property, that's not going to bode very well for you.
Well, you know, if anybody's got a gun in their hand and the feds come on the property, yeah. It could not bode well, particularly for, I mean, there's a good chance that innocent people are going to get caught in the crossfire.
Yeah. So, well, I'll go up there anyways to see what's going on, meet the guy, I mean, shake his hand. Because he's a hero. He's a very, very brave guy. And, again, we'll continue to give you updates. And since we're talking about the Ed Brown thing, I thought of an aspect of all this that I consider really important. And it really outlines how the Internet, this whole Ed Brown case, has outlined how the Internet has completely changed the face of the freedom movement in both the United States and around the world. Think about this. Imagine if Ed Brown was in the situation he's in 1986 or 1987 instead of 2007. Imagine how much more difficult it would be for Ed Brown to get his message out to interested parties. I mean, what do you have? It's 1987. You've got a phone line. You can pick up your phone and call some of your personal friends and maybe have them call some of their personal friends. Maybe someone will know a radio show host that they could call and contact and get to cover the situation. But there's no information age back then.
Right.
There wasn't a way to, for instance, there's a blog where
you call one of those 1-800 chat lines that they had that were so big in the 80s.
Yeah.
My point is,
your outreach methods were limited back then. Whereas today, there's a blog out there, and I don't know, it's a fairly long entry. It's Quest for Fair Trial in Concord, NH.blogspot.com. Pretty difficult. But if you go and search for Ed Brown, you can probably find it. Anyway, my point is, now, there's all sorts of information out there about Ed Brown.
Mm-hmm.
There's
so many news sources out there compared to 1987 that, you know, with all these cable news channels that
CNN,
they have to have stuff to cover 24 hours a day.
CNN has covered it. That's true. They didn't really start until the very early 90s. CNN has covered the story. Fox News has covered the story. But you can't count on big media. And, in fact, CNN and Fox News probably picked up the story because there was so much Internet hubbub about it.
Absolutely. That's how they found out about it.
Right. Because there are bloggers all over the place that are picking up the story, because radio shows are picking up on the blogs and getting in touch with Ed and getting him on the air, which is all this media is feeding off of one another in today the information age. If this was 1987, Ed Brown would be dead right now.
Mm.
If he sticks to his convictions, as it sounds like he's going to, and that is that he doesn't want to go to jail and he doesn't want to leave the country. So, and the feds want to put him in jail. I mean, there's only one or two ways this can really turn out. So if Ed Brown, if the feds came for Ed, and it was 1987, and he put up a fight, maybe you'd get a story on some news station somewhere, but otherwise it'd be dead and buried. The story'd be dead, and Ed would be dead, and no one wouldn't be the wiser.
I think it would be the equivalent of, and I could never remember this guy's name, but the guy in New Hampshire who had the property tax or property
zoning. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Zoning dispute.
I tried to think of his name the other day, and I couldn't remember.
And he went out shooting a couple of cops. And,
yeah, he took out some bureaucrats.
And then ended up getting shot himself. And, you know, it was a sad, sad thing all brought on by a man who was frustrated with dealing with the system and how difficult it is and how uncaring and unfeeling the cogs of the machine are.
Mm-hmm.
And so he decided he was going to, you know, he didn't have any outlet. He didn't have a blog. He didn't have any way to express himself. He didn't
right.
have a way to draw people to him to protect him or anything like that. He just felt he was one man against the system. The only thing I can do is go out shooting.
And that's
and
he what did. He did.
And, a bunch of bureaucrats who have families that love them died in the process. And so did he.
And he probably got some coverage here in New Hampshire, because that's where it happened. But outside
I can't even remember the guy's name.
Right. Outside of New Hampshire, though, nobody knows who he is.
No. I can't even remember. I mean, one of our listeners will send me an email reminding me. But
so this is really interesting that Ed Brown is probably alive today because of the Internet. Because in 1987, the feds would have just gone in and taken him out.
Mm-hmm.
There wouldn't have been anybody standing around his property like there is today as a result of him being
able to reach out. Well, they would have tried to get him out of his property, and he wouldn't have gone, and then he would have been
dead. Right, but they would have just gone and done it.
Yes, correct.
They wouldn't have been concerned about how they would look, because no one would be there with a video camera. Nobody would be there. I mean, right now there are people out there with various different recording devices. There are people out there with access to blogs and radio shows like Free Talk Live, television stations. All of this information so sort of coalescing to keep this man alive longer than he would have been 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you to the Internet. And Ed's concerned because there aren't enough people out there. Well, Ed wouldn't have anyone there if it weren't for the Internet.
Sure, and, you know,
people Ed, still have lives.
They Ed's,
still have,
better, Ed's better off with the more people that are there. That's absolutely true. I'm sure that he's told the militia people to stay home. They certainly, that was a group that would have supported him. Of course, they would have come with their AK-47s.
Sure.
I don't think that would have been good.
So Ed's alive longer because of the Internet, and it's one example. The Ed Brown case is just one example of how the Internet is completely changing the face of the liberty movement. The Free State Project is another example.
It wouldn't have existed without the Internet.
It wouldn't have existed, period. There have been some ideas that have been similar in the past. Libertarians thinking, all right, let's all get together and hang out and move all to the same place. But it never spread beyond 15 people or 100 people at most. And now you've got an entire movement full of thousands of individuals that are all going to be moving to the same state for more freedom, all because of the Internet. More on the way. Hour number two is coming up. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.